Good evening, my fellow Michiganders. Good evening, my fellow Americans. I have a great, great live tonight for all of you. This is going to be a great show on the Grassroots Army podcast. I have a father and a daughter that are coming on tonight. Both of their school board meetings, which I'm going to show here in a second, have went viral on our YouTube platforms. They're both, I think, well over 300,000 views in a very short amount of time. And our YouTube channel has actually been blowing up. I really start pushing that back in November of 2022, and it's grown almost. We're going to hit 100,000 either tonight or tomorrow, which is phenomenal, which is fantastic. So in the description, there's a link to our YouTube channel. If you haven't subscribed to our YouTube channel, go ahead and do that. So you're making sure that you're getting all of this up-to-date, accurate, and truthful information as we continue to stand up against this evil. So just give you a little background on tonight's guest. And we have Sean Mossman and his daughter, Claire. Claire is 16 years old. And what happened back in the fall in September is she was changing in a locker room, and the school did not notify the parents and not notify the students that there were boys also changing in her locker room. So the poor young lady actually got undressed in front of a boy. She did not know it. And then also what happened is she was going to the bathroom and she came out, and lo and behold, there was a boy at the counter doing his makeup. So this is the insanity that's going on right now. And I was just talking to them 20 minutes right now and just getting the background, and just my heart rips out for all of these parents. And, you know, I've watched a lot of school board meetings, and I feel like I'm just really personally involved in Chico Unified School District because these parents have been fighting nonstop. And they've been getting a lot of hate, a lot of negativity. At the last school board meeting before the one this past week, the LGBTQ, or I like to say the alphabet mafia, showed up in force and just really was intimidating those folks there, which is unfortunate. We all want the same gosh darn thing, folks. We just want common sense solutions, which is obviously not that common right now. So before I bring them on, I'm going to show you their two school board clips, and we're going to do that right now.
Good evening. My name is Claire Mossman, and I'm a sophomore at Pleasant Valley High School. Last September, about 4 weeks into the school year, I was shocked and embarrassed to learn that I had been tricked into taking my clothes off while sharing a locker room with a male student. I was very upset and extremely confused. I didn't understand how my school could do this to me. I am a Christian girl, and I would never choose to take my clothes off in front of a boy. That boy is using my locker room at your invitation, and you didn't even give me a warning or an alternative option. All I got was forced compliance. It could be any male in that locker room watching us undress. It doesn't matter who the guy is. He does not belong in my locker room. Now, I have guys right next to me in the girls' bathroom. How could you ever believe that this is okay? This is the girls' bathroom. I have been to a few of these meetings now, and it is apparent to me that you are not at all considering how it affects everyone involved. My dad called the school this week to complain about my experience with boys in my bathroom. He talked to a vice principal about it. So later that day, she called me into the office, and in so many words, I was told that if being compromised and violated was a problem for me, that I could walk clear across campus to the single-use bathroom up front. Otherwise, too bad, it wasn't my problem, it's the law. What about all the other girls in the same situation as me? Are we all going to walk to the front of the school being late for class, risking getting in trouble, just to be able to feel safe and honor our values, when there's a bathroom right down the hall? You continue to say that you are here to serve the students and families in this district, however, it seems that that only applies to a select group of people. You have violated my privacy, you have violated my modesty, and you have violated my dignity. To other parents and adults in this room, please, we need your help. It is not just me. I have had countless other girls, and guys as well, come to me with their feelings and concerns about being violated the way we are. The entire student body is under assault, and the school board and administration are the ones assaulting us. Thank you.
That was my girl. I had a, I wrote down some angry things. I'm seething inside. Some less than kind things. But, last week, was just obscene. It was ridiculous. We had a huge contingency in here from the Alphabet Mafia. And one of them sitting right in front of that girl sitting beside me, turning around once he realized that she was with me, and after he realized I'd spoken, constantly turned around, glaring at her for uncomfortable periods of time, just on purpose. He's mid-late 20s, guy wearing a dress, glaring at my daughter, trying to intimidate her and threaten her. We had a professor from Chico State University here, stood here and said some horrible things, and went home and proclaimed herself queer, as in F-U, and then implied that she was going to shoot anybody that disagreed with her. Lindsey Briggs, you're going to need to shoot somebody? Go ahead and start with me. I'm a lot older than a lot of parents, and their kids need them to be around a little bit. Lindsey, you're just a very fine step away from going from a pretend victim to a very real murderer. This got to get dialed back. You all know, all five of you know, regardless of what your agenda is, and I know at least three of you have agendas that are completely contrary to my own. Mine's about the kids. Yours are very specific about modifying our society. And we know what's going on right now is not right. It's not right. There are solutions, but they're going to take some time and some thinking and a little bit of money. But our kids are worth this. And we've got to dial back the rhetoric. Parents need to get more involved. And we need to be in this for our children. We need to be in this for our kids.
Yeah. Man, it just, like, listening to them again, it just rips out your heart. You feel for these parents. And they're just in some of these school boards, they're just not getting anywhere. These school boards have dug their heels in the sand, their boots in the sand, and they refuse to budge. And they're making these policies that are basically trying to support a very, very small minority, but it's having a negative impact on the majority. Okay. So without further ado, I'm going to bring on our two guests. Welcome, Claire. Welcome, Sean, to the show. Sean, I tell you what, watching that video again, it just tears out my heart listening to you, because not only what you said in the beginning, that obviously you're very proud of your daughter for standing up and voicing her perspective on things and what's happened to her. I mean, that had to be a really proud dad moment. But just the emotion of feeling of what you were saying, can you explain to the audience kind of what's going on out in Chico Unified School District so everybody can be up to date?
Hey, quick question for you. Are you someone who wants to be fit, healthy, and happy? And what if I told you you could get your dream body by simply just listening to a podcast? I'm Josh.
And I'm KG, and we are the hosts of the Fit, Healthy, and Happy podcast.
Listen, we get it. Fitness isn't easy. Carbs, no carbs.
Just stop, okay? It doesn't have to be that complicated. And that's why we made this podcast. We get straight to the facts so you can become your best you.
So the way to check us out is click the link in the show notes or search Fit, Healthy, and Happy podcast on any of the major podcast platforms. We'll see you soon.
The issue with the locker rooms and the bathrooms is a battle that we've been fighting all year long. Fortunately, Aurora's lawsuit really shed a light on the Chico Unified School District, but it's been an ongoing battle. And at first felt like I was just swinging at shadows. I couldn't get any traction. It clearly, these girls, not just my daughter, but the entire female student body at Pleasant Valley High School, and the boys, same thing's going on in the boys' locker rooms with a trans student in there. And these kids are supposed to be able to go in and use that private space for these intimate things that need to be done, taking care of themselves, changing their clothes, their people, but they're, you know, they're not chattel. They're not property. They're individuals. They're souls. They have rights to dignity and modesty. They have rights to their own person, and to be able to control that. But after about 3 weeks into the school year, my daughter came home 3 or 4 weeks into the school year. I guess the school year started in the middle of August, so this is about the middle of September. Claire informed me that there was a boy in her locker room. Now, I was just beside myself, didn't know how to respond. I didn't know what to say. I believed her. So I called the school, tried to find out what was going on. I talked to a vice principal, and it was just sort of, well, we can change your PE class, maybe find her a period that didn't have a trans student in that, which may have taken care of Claire's immediate compromised situation, but it wouldn't have helped the hundreds of other girls that are violated every day at Pleasant Valley High School. So, and Claire liked the class she was in. She liked her instructor. She liked the class that she was in. So I just was not satisfied with that. I was promised a call from the principal, Mr. Whitaker, and he it took a while to get that phone call. Once I finally did get the call, he seemed that perhaps he was empathetic, but clearly he wasn't going to do anything about the situation because it was the law. I think that's a debatable situation. It's their policy. He said that he would try to come up with something and that he would talk to me later and that he would get a hold of Claire and talk to her and make sure she was okay. He never did call Claire into the office. He never did call me back. I tried to communicate with him over the next couple, three, 4 weeks, and I got nothing.
Is insane to me because why wouldn't they talk to her? All right. At least check on her. Check on her mental state of being and making sure that she's okay. I mean, that's the whole point. That's what they keep preaching, right? That they're trying to
just left her hanging.
Okay, just weird, right?
So, when Aurora's lawsuit came up, the superintendent Kelly Staley sent out an email to all the parents to kind of get ahead of this lawsuit because. Jesse Waters was doing an interview with Aurora, and it was about to hit the media, and they wanted to get ahead of it. And she wrote an email assuring parents that there was no secrecy policy, that they don't transition a child's gender, and we know that to be completely false now. And of course, the school board meeting just a week and a half ago was about maintaining that very secrecy policy, which they voted to maintain. So it was just an outright lie, that email. But that email prompted me to answer. So I answered her an email and explained what was going on with Claire. And we hadn't heard back. And I've been trying to talk to somebody. And the situation was untenable. She did respond to that by saying that Claire, but a couple of days later, that Claire had, in fact, been called into the principal's office once I informed the superintendent. So they did try to do something. Which still came to really nothing, but it just sort of stayed there. I tried to call, I tried to make arrangements, I tried to do something, and nothing was being done except going to the school board meetings and trying to keep this issue up in the air. And then when Claire asked about, when Claire told me that she came out of the bathroom stall and after using the toilet and there was a boy standing right there at the counter, I just couldn't believe it. It's so upsetting as a father of girls, to watch not just my daughters, but knowing that hundreds of teenage daughters, all these girls are being violated. And it just tears me apart inside.
I can't imagine what you guys are feeling right now, especially as a father, with your daughter having to go through this. Claire, let me ask you something real quick, young lady. Number one, thank you for coming on and being so brave. Just like we talked before, courage is contagious. You're 16 years old. You're standing up for what you believe in and standing up for what happened to you, which can be very scary. It can be the unknown, but you are doing an amazing job, young lady. But let's go back to the fall when you found out that there was a boy in your locker room. Like, what were you feeling like when you found that out? Were you just ashamed? Were you embarrassed? Was it a combination of emotions? What were you feeling, young lady?
It was definitely a combination. I was honestly just very shocked because I had there was no way, like, I just didn't believe it. There was no way that my school could do that.
Yeah.
But they did. And you just think back and you're like, I've changed in front of this. I've been changing all year in front of this male. And it's just, it's embarrassing. And it just kind of hits you. It just.
And then the same thing with the bathroom, right? I mean, you come out and you see a boy in there doing his makeup. I mean, that had to be a shock.
That's when it really, like, kind of set in my head how like crazy and horrible this, like, I came out of the bathroom and there was a boy at this thing. I didn't even know. I just walked out. I didn't know what to do.
Yeah.
And I come home that day to my dad and told him that I wanted to talk at a board meeting because I didn't know what to do.
You're a hero, young lady. You really are. You're inspiring more people than you know it. And just like we talked about before, I've said this time and time again, and this is what I've been taught over the last 3 years. You just never know what you may do that may change the lives of millions tomorrow. And by you standing up is going to inspire more to stand up against this craziness. And it's not like, and I've heard you say this, Sean, like, you're not against the LGBTQ community. You're not. You just want common sense solutions. You're not about hate. You don't want nothing bad to happen to these kids. We just want common sense for everyone that's involved, right?
Oh, absolutely. A child is genuinely dealing with a gender dysphoria. That's going to be an awful, confusing thing. My compassion goes out to that. Certainly there ought to be some reasonable accommodation. But you can't make the entire student body bear the burden of this one special issue. And it can be accommodated, I believe, and it can be accommodated easily without compromising the entire student body.
Agree, 100%. Claire, has the school, like, when this happened, like with the locker room, and I think we already just covered it, but I want people to understand, did anybody reach out to you and check on your mental health being, like the schools or the teachers, the administration? Did anyone call you or even email you and say, hey, Claire, I'm sorry that happened. Are you okay? Did anybody reach out?
No, until he had talked to the superintendent and they finally called me in after a couple months.
Yeah.
And all they told me was that if that made me uncomfortable, then I could use a different facility to change.
So basically just blew you off.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. My goodness. Young lady, great job for standing up. This is going to create that ripple effect that's going to inspire other young ladies, because what's happening to women right now and men, but mainly the women, is just unbelievable. You know, we have biological men playing in women's sports now. Now we have biological men in girls' locker rooms and girls' bathrooms. It just goes on and on. Sean, you mentioned this, Aurora and her lawsuit against the school district. Now, how old is her child?
I don't know. I've met Aurora. I don't know her. She's not a personal friend or acquaintance of mine. My understanding, her child was 11 years old.
That's what I thought. So 11 years old, and they basically were keeping that away from her with her child.
They were socially transitioning her child without her knowledge.
11 years old.
And there's no, the child simply is not a gender dysphoric child. She's just a little girl that was in a difficult point in her life.
And that's what, this is why it's so important that you guys are on and sharing your story, because I still see on my platforms, people do not believe that this stuff is actually happening in the schools. Like, I'll even have conversation. I'll say, yeah, there's boys in the girls' locker room and going to the bathroom. And people are like, no, that's not happening. It is. And it's not only your school district, it's happening all throughout the country. And it's insane. In California, with their progressive left agenda, really tries to take it to another whole level with the parent secret policy garbage that you guys are going through right now, trying to keep everything away from the parents, which, unbelievable, unacceptable. Guys, thank you so much for coming on tonight. Would you like to say anything else to everyone that's watching? Claire, I'm going to begin with you. Is there anything you'd like to tell everyone that's watching tonight? Any advice, what you're feeling?
I don't know. I feel like if you've experienced anything, you should should talk about it. And it needs to be something that can be talked about. Because I feel like we're taught that this, you can't say these things and you can't do these things, but you're being violated. You can say these things and you need to say these things to make a difference.
So. That is wonderful. Great advice. You just gave me the chills, Claire. Great job. Sean, what would you like to say to the audience that's watching right now?
Yeah. Moms, dad, grandparents, just members of society, get involved. Show up at your school board meetings. Get involved, stand up for these kids, teenage girls, teenage boys, take these areas back. You can say something. These are a trans child. We have, honestly, talk of passion. I'm nothing against anybody that's trans, but we're talking about something different here, and you need to take those private spaces back. You just need to take them back, and so you need to put your foot down. This is not acceptable. You need to get involved in it and be committed to it. Because it'll be a long fight.
Both of you, very, very, very wise words. Thank you so much for taking the time to come on the show tonight and understand and know that this grassroots army is behind you guys 100%. And I'll continue to do my part on shining a light on your situation and allowing people to understand and be aware of what's going on. So God bless you both.
Thank you, Gary.
Hey, have a great night, guys.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Wow. Again. Powerful, powerful interview. Folks, this is happening. It is happening. It may be happening in your school district, and that's why you have to take Sean's advice. You have to go to these school board meetings, and you have to stand up, and you have to allow your voices to be heard. And if this hot garbage is happening in your school district, then you guys better be showing up there and standing up against this, because bottom line, they're discriminating against a lot of kids, and they should not be doing that. And California, unfortunately, is leading this clown show with everything that they're trying to do with keeping stuff away from parents. So again, thank you so much, Sean and Claire, for coming on tonight and sharing your story. What a brave, brave young lady. Wow. When I see these young people get on and I see them across the nation standing up and allow their voices to be heard, it truly, truly gives us all hope that our future American leaders are going to be just fine. So I'll continue to do my part on exposing this stuff. Make sure that you are going to our YouTube channel and subscribing to it. We should be hitting 100,000 over the next 24 hours. Thank you for everyone that has subscribed to that channel, but we're just getting started. You know, I have my eyes on 1 million subscribers now, and that's when we know we are getting our information out and getting this out to the masses, not only throughout your local communities, throughout our state, throughout our country, but now it's going worldwide, folks. Okay. Until next time, have a great evening. God bless you. God bless the state of Michigan. And of course, and always, God bless these United States. Talk to you soon.